Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, Patriots. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We are broadcasting on Liberty Broadcasting, which is an American Christian Network affiliate. The Morning Commute is a Radio Free Redoubt production, and we are just really blessed to have all of you out there. Thank you for tuning in, and good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday, and we are starting off a kind of a new pattern, really. Not a new pattern, but some new subject material.
Yeah.
You know, especially in light of the advances that we're seeing happen globally.
The communists are making, yeah.
Yep. And so we're looking to help everybody get the right mindset as we start looking into all of this as it's coming down on us.
Yep, filtering through everything. So this is what we're going to try to do on this fantastic Fired Up Friday. There's some COVID information. We're really disturbed to hear Christian patriots that are battling over deciding whether or not to go get their vaccine and wanting to get it because they're driven by the fear pushers, and they're afraid of getting sick, so they want to get the vaccine.
Right,
and there's so much information out there; it's astounding that the efforts that are being made to suppress one side of this issue. But the information is out there if you dig for it. And we talk about this all the time. So, you know, of course, not everybody listens to our show or listens to our show every day or whatnot. Or they have a friend who's a Christian patriot, but they don't listen. So they're asking for resources. Well, I've done some additional digging and resources. I'm going to make it into a posting. But I did this originally as an email. Please send. Do you have these resources that I can send on to this loved one who is seeking out the Pfizer shot, because they passed up the Johnson & Johnson shot because they wanted to get the Pfizer shot because that one's been FDA approved,
right.
which it wasn't. It was a lie.
Yeah, right.
It was a bait and switch. So anyway, I'm going to put a posting up. If we have time, we'll get to that. We have a couple of other pressing issues to get to. One other announcement. I held off on upgrading from Amcon 4 to Amcon 3 because although this is a credible source of the military buildup and alerts and actions that are going on in the South China Sea with all, Japan and Great Britain, the United States, Taiwan, all of these, there's a bunch of scrambling going on. I'm trying to verify as much of this as I can before we make a solid decision, you know, to move on this. We're always ready. We're always standing by ready, and we're on the air. And so it doesn't really change a lot except increase awareness. So I want to take a little bit of extra time to use due diligence and try to confirm as much of this as I can. So,
right. Yep. And, you know, like you were talking about different people that are actually thinking of taking this vaccine just because they're pressured. Oh my gosh. This is, if you know of family members that are contemplating this, don't take this conversation lightly.
Right.
This is not something that you can allow them to do. I mean, just imagine if they get the shot and they literally die on the way home, like we had a friend whose wife died on the way home from the shot. She went there perfectly healthy, but felt pressured to get this death and maiming shot. And so she succumbed to the pressure and she didn't even make it home.
Nope.
And so we don't know. I mean, sure, there's people that so far are unaffected. I mean, we haven't seen what happens to them in a course of a year's time.
Right.
But and they're okay for the time being. But there's others that die within, I mean, days, within hours, within, you know, I mean, just you don't even know. You have no idea. And that is way, way too high of a risk. And so if you're talking about anybody in your family, people that you love, don't just let them dismiss it. Make sure that you do your very, very best to save them. You literally could be saving their life.
Exactly. Exactly. Daily COVID vaccine death, 70. Verifiable lives saved by vaccines, 0. In Israel, researchers are finding out that they've confirmed that the COVID, the booster shots give you only 12 days of protection.
Right.
This is never going to end. This is the perpetual poisoning of the global citizenry. So anyway, I have a ton of research. If we have time, we'll get to it. If we don't, I'm going to put it into a posting anyway for you folks to copy and paste and send to your loved ones who are struggling with this decision.
That's right.
The struggle should be over.
Yeah.
There should not be a debate in the mind of a Christian patriot who apparently is trying to, you know, keeping themselves informed. Stop following the mainstream news.
That's right.
Stop watching your local garbage. Turn it off and get your news from, matter of fact, if you go to the Redoubt Report, it's redoubtreport.com. On the right-hand side, it's an aggregate news site, but on the right-hand side, they have conservative, Christian, patriot-minded news outlets that are very, very credible. And there's a whole list of them. That's where you should be going. Put them in your – bookmark them, whatever. Keep your tabs open. And that's where you get your news on a day-to-day basis. There's a whole list of them. And there's a whole other world of information flowing out there besides the garbage that they're pumping into people's brains through your local, typical legacy media outlets. It's garbage. You want to get the local weather, you can get that with an app. You don't need to be watching the, you know, cat stuck in a tree and then, human rights garbage and everything else that they're pushing in your local news.
Right.
And the lies about all of this COVID.
That's right.
Okay. So Lady Liberty, we got cool stuff to get to. The strategy we're going to cover. Got a really cool story that was sent in. I was not aware of that was sent in by a listener.
Yep. It's extremely cool. I can't wait to read that.
Yeah, it's a very cool historical account in Poland. And boy, are they fighters.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'll let you share that. That was really neat. So you've got the word of the day.
Yes, the word of the day. Before we jump into all of that other stuff, we've got for Fired Up Friday, the word of the day comes to us from Psalm 100. Which follows the theme where we were talking about yesterday from Psalm 69, which was the sacrifice of Thanksgiving. And so here we have today Psalm 100 that is a song of praise for the Lord's faithfulness to his people, a psalm of thanksgiving. So that reads, "Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations." And that's it.
Nice.
Yep. And that's awesome. Yesterday, we didn't get a chance to cover it. We meant to, but we just flat out ran out of time. And yesterday was, according to God's feasts and his holidays, yesterday was Yom Kippur, and that is the Day of Atonement, which, according to the Bible, is the holiest day of the year. And so we didn't get to that mentioning, but if you wanted to read anything about that, you can read about that in Leviticus chapter 23, verses 27 through 32. And so there's also a psalm about that right there, right next to 100. Psalm 99 kind of refers to that holiness as well. So when we're talking about Thanksgiving and the sacrifice of Thanksgiving, I think that's kind of amazing that apparently that's really what we need to be doing right now, is being thankful to the Lord and offering that sacrifice of our Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And once that's kind of my procedure every day as well, anyway, is based on that little piece of the scripture, verse 4 in Psalm 100, that says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise." After, you know, because it says, "Seek ye first the kingdom." So, very first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is I pray, I seek the Lord and his word, I repent,
yes,
and I spend time thinking of things that I'm thankful to him for, because as I'm entering into his word or seeking him, I'm imagining that I'm approaching his courts. And
yes,
so I'm approaching him with thanksgiving and praise and repentance and being humble, so that I'm in the right mind frame before the Lord each morning. And so I just really like that part.
I like it. Good stuff. Thank you.
Yep.
That's a recurring theme of thankfulness.
Yeah.
And we do have so much to be thankful for. And, you know, it's kind of hard to, we lose that sometimes, you know, and with the current events swirling around us, or just life events. People are losing jobs, or they're concerned about that because they're being threatened with it. Or, and then we just have life issues, you know, that people find out that they've been diagnosed with some disease, or, you know, a car accident, or, you know, just whatever, just life happens. And so even in all of that, we do have so much to be thankful for.
No kidding.
And it's kind of hard for me to wrap my mind around the concept of sacrificing.
Yeah, that you know, that, you,
that it's
yeah,
a sacrifice.
To be thankful.
Right. To go out of your way to do it. It's to set everything aside and focus on what the Lord has done. And so that's pretty cool. And this is the second day in a row now that this thankfulness theme has come up. Maybe the third.
Right. Or, yeah, yeah. Right. And well, and speaking of Thanksgiving, we need to say thank you again. Our firewood fund is increasing. You people are amazing. I just have to.
I know.
I can't.
We're almost halfway to our goal.
Yeah.
And so yeah, we're just, what a huge blessing.
Yeah, I can't say thank you enough. Every single day, we're going to say it.
Yep, that's right. So yeah, just we're very, very grateful. Just amazing people out there, and we have so much to be thankful for too. So, and we know that, you know, everybody out there is struggling or dealing with something in some way. And so, you know, to take from, you know, your, I don't want to say abundance, from your budget, from your own life, and to invest that into ours is
huge.
It's just really very,
huge.
Very cool. Yeah.
Yep. And, you know, that's also another thing about thankfulness, is it, and especially in this day when everything out there in the world is so unstable and looks so, I mean, there's frightful things going on right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, remember, we're not of the world. And so if you feel like you're getting down or depressed or overcome by anxiety, worry, fear, whatever, the very quickest way to snap yourself out of that is to sit down and think about the things that you're thankful to the Lord for, and just run through a list in your mind of at least 10 things. It will pull you out of that frame of mind.
Oh yeah, exactly. Oh, so true. Okay. Well, thank you for that. That is a blessing as usual.
Yep.
So much
yep.
appreciated. We'll go ahead and take a break now. And then when we come back, we will hit some of these items that we're going to be talking about here. This segment brought to you by U.S. Law Shield, providing legal defense for self-defense. Whether you find yourself in a criminal or civil legal situation after you've been forced to defend yourself, anywhere from a slap to just displaying your firearm as a deterrent to a threat, or actually firing your weapon and shooting somebody out of self-defense, that's, you are going to need protection. So uslawshield.com, or better yet, just go to radiofreeredoubt.com and click on the U.S. Law Shield affiliate banner there, and that will ensure that you get the reduced rate for Amron members and Radio Free Redoubt listeners, just $11 a month. Can't afford not to have it. All right, we'll be back right after these messages. Stay right there.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision-fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Hello, Christian patriots. This is Lady Liberty from The Morning Commute announcing the release of my new book titled 444 that is a solid plan for what we as Christian patriots can do to correct this terrible course that America is on right now. You can get your copy today by going to radiofreereadout.com and clicking on the link to 444 on the right side of the page. Thanks, everyone, and God bless.
Welcome back to segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment two brought to you by Minutemen Coffee, roasted right here in the American Redoubt. Patriot, Christian Patriot-owned business, and they are knocking it out of the park. They've got so much cool stuff going on. If you haven't checked out their website lately, then definitely do so. But remember, when you put in your order, use the coupon code RFR to get 15% off. And then $50 or more purchase at a time gives you free shipping. So that's additional savings. So don't forget to check them out. Thank you, guys. Minuteman Coffee, you're doing a great work. Okay, real quickly here, just for time, I'm not going to go down this list of resources that I have because I am going to put it into a posting. But, you know, I wanted to say quickly before we move on, Australia now has banned ivermectin for use as a COVID treatment.
Wow.
And it's my understanding, this was a medical worker who worked at a hospital in Australia. I got this on Telegram, who said that they are treating vaccinated COVID patients with ivermectin, but just the vaccinated patients. The unvaccinated, when they get to a certain point, they're putting them on the ventilators, and that's like a death sentence. I mean, the morbidity, the fatality rate is just so high among people who get put on the ventilator. It's unreal. We personally know of people that have died now who they weren't vaccinated. Oh, did they get put on the ventilator? Yes. Sad.
Right, right.
And so this information is not getting out there. But anyway, there are several resources here. One I want to point you to in particular is, once again, AmericasFrontlineDoctors.org. AmericasFrontlineDoctors.org. There's actually an international body of doctors who have joined them, a lot in the European Union, the UK, that are coming alongside of these doctors, virologists and so on, that are standing against this. The whole response against COVID is just wrong all the way around, especially now that we're at the vaccine, so-called vaccine stage. So they have, at their main page, scroll all the way to the bottom, they've got COVID-19 treatment availability. You know, today you can get a prescription with a video conference with a doctor over the internet now. You don't have to go in, you don't have to mask up, and only vaccinated people can come into the clinic. You don't have to deal with any of that stuff. But anyway, they got three categories here. How can I get medicine for COVID-19, which includes ivermectin? What are the medicines for COVID-19, which is hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin? And then long-haul symptoms. So, this is just an awesome resource if you don't already know it. And on their legal page, they've got all of the documents and everything for your employer if they're trying to coerce you into getting that and threatening you with your job. There's letters for government people working in the government, there for civilians, for just a bunch of resources there. So I'll leave it at that.
Right. And so I just wanted to clarify in case anybody missed that. The Australians are giving the ivermectin to the people that have been vaccinated.
That's what this hospital worker said, apparently leaking this information out. But I have not been able to confirm that. On the other hand, it is credible because the insanity that is going on in Australia,
right?
They're doing the exact opposite this of what so many medical professionals are saying. The medical professionals that are rooting them on are part of this system.
Right.
They're government employees. They're part of bureaucracies and agencies that are making billions of dollars in grants and all kinds of stuff that's the shell game that's going on there, plus how much they are rewarded financially for diagnosing people with COVID and pushing the vaccination. It's creepy, really.
Right. And if they're using that ivermectin to make it look like the vaccines work, that's the part that's disturbing the most to me. Because they know for a fact it's the vaccines that kill people.
Well, our Olympia Insider sent us the whole Washington State Department of Health official information, broke it down into a spreadsheet. It's beautiful. She's going to keep it updating once a week for me. But, in that report, any adverse reactions from the vaccines, they only report them after only 2 weeks after they've been vaccinated. So if you have an adverse reaction inside of the 2 week period, they're not reporting it.
Right.
They're only reporting adverse reactions for people who have had the shot 2 weeks or more ago.
Right.
And obviously the reason for that is all these cases that we're seeing of adverse reactions are happening in the first 24 to 72 hours.
Yep.
The swelling, the tingling, the numbness, the paralysis, the Bell's palsy.
The
deaths, right. Yep. So they will not count it as an adverse reaction if it is inside the two-week window from them getting the vaccine.
Wow.
That's intent.
Right.
That
exactly.
is clearly intent.
Yeah.
And so anyway, this is just maddening. I can't tell you how furious this whole lie makes me. Let's move on.
Right. And so, okay. Well, so switching gears to get into Strategy, the book Strategy by B.H. Liddell Hart. If you wanted to look that up and get a copy for yourself, if you do that, I would also suggest that if you don't already have it, get yourself a copy of The Art of War by Sun Tzu.
Yeah.
And so where we left off yesterday in the very intro page on Strategy, where they're referring to Sun Tzu tactics and strategies are, in all fighting, the direct method may be used for joining battle, but indirect methods will be needed in order to secure victory. And these are all little one or two sentence tactics,
right.
You know, strategies. And so the next is, appear at points which the enemy must hasten to defend, march swiftly to places where you are not expected. The next one, you may advance and be absolutely irresistible if you make for the enemy's weak points. You may retire and be safe from pursuit if your movements are more rapid than those of the enemy. And then there is, military tactics are like unto water, for water in its natural course runs away from high places and hastens downwards. So in war, the way to avoid what is strong is to strike what is weak. And so that's where we'll end with that today. But
good.
That's that right there. Avoid what is strong by striking what is weak.
There you go. Make a note of it.
Yep.
And that's, the author is Hart, H-A-R-T,
right.
Hart.
Yep.
And yeah, the Art of War, another great one. Another one that I have, I really liked, it was more historical, was Clausewitz's, it's called On War. And that's really good. Okay, so now we have an actual account, a historical account that was passed on. So I'll
right.
let you take it from there.
Okay, and so this is so cool. We had one of our listeners send this in, and as you know, we love history, and so it reads, you're going to love this. It reads, good morning, LL and JJS. A few years ago, I had a conversation with an older Polish gentleman who told me about the real 9/11, the siege of Vienna in 1683, and how the Polish cavalry saved Vienna with 30,000 men versus the 150,000-man army of the Ottoman Turks. Since then, on 9/11, I also give thanks for King Sobieski, whose faith and heroism saved Europe from the Muslims. If you aren't familiar with the story, the Sultan declared a fatwa in July of 1863 and wanted Vienna. The Turks lay siege to Vienna, cutting off most food supplies for 2 months. They had dug mines to lay in explosives to make several breaches in the walls as well. The Poles had signed a mutual defense agreement with Leopold I. Once word got to Sobieski and a plea from the Pope, he set out with 30,000 men, including 4,000 winged hussars. He also had Charles of Lorraine join him, and Sobieski wanted to command all the troops, which was agreed upon due to his experience fighting the Turks. Sobieski reportedly marched over 300 miles in 10 days, and his plan was to set up cannons on top of the Kahlenberg, a small mountain overlooking Vienna. He was told it was impossible, but he proceeded to do it. On the morning of September 11th, 1683, the Turks attacked earlier than planned, but the Holy League forces quickly responded. The remaining Vienna troops, the Germans, and Charles' troops attacked from the front. Sobieski's cannons rained from the top of the mountain and started to decimate the Turks. Then Sobieski led the charge of the winged hussars down the mountain and right into the Turkish lines. Accounts from the Turks said they were puzzled as to why the trees were being blown by the wind since it was a calm day. They soon realized it was a massive cavalry moving those trees on their way down. The charge decimated the Turks and they retreated. Sobieski also reorganized after the battle and took a force and pushed the Turks out of Hungary a month later. So why do I think this is relevant today? Sobieski was a very devout Christian. He had a mass held on the top of Kahlenberg before the battle for his troops and himself. And when the battle was over, he paraphrased Caesar in saying, "Veni, vidi, deus visilit." I came, I saw, God conquered. An example of God winning the day for his people again, even after the Bible had been written. We'll certainly be needing God's help, and I'm hoping there's a Sobieski and a Washington here and now. God bless. And so,
awesome. That's so cool.
Such an amazing story.
Yeah, we're out of time, but what a great way to close it out. And that right there at the very end, that's it. We came, we saw, and God conquered.
That's right.
You know, the battle belongs to the Lord. Yep. So we have to look to him and trust in him. This is an appeal to heaven to save the Republic, but we do have a part.
That's right.
All right, guys, you have a blessed weekend. Talk to you to Sunday night at 8 p.m. Pacific for the morning, for the evening commute. No, the weekly podcast. There we go. All right, you guys, God bless. Be safe.
Have a fantastic Fired Up Friday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.